This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
After the hour, it's a Tuesday, isn't it? No, today's Wednesday. Sometimes forget where I am. Hello, waking up to the real world. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV show with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, and also our pal Warren Eckstein, who's the number one pet expert in America, on every weekend on the pet show. He's been on television. He's been on the radio. He's written columns. He really is the number one advisor. I think that's probably the best word for him. If you would like to become a fan of The Pet Show, you can follow him, facebook.com/The Pet Show. Also Twitter, at Warren Eckstein. The Pet Show is brought to you in part by Hugs and Kisses, which is Warren's proprietary blend of vitamins and minerals, separate line for dogs and for cats. This is a very cool. It's just cool. All of the things that Warren's done over the years. He's a seasoned professional, great broadcaster, fun to listen to. And by the way, also has a fund, the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. He's happy to tell you that when he gets money, whether it's $50, $500, $5,000, within 5 minutes it's gone.
Not even.
All right, out, in, and out. So I always, with some regularity, I like Warren to stay with us on the program. He's heard in several different ways on this show every week. I like him because he's honest, and I also, most people know that if you want to be on this program, you isn't that you want to be, but I like having my friends on, and Warren and I have been friends for a long, long time. Actually, going back to the days when I was on KABC and you were on KABC. Yeah, I think that's really when it all started, which is many moons ago. All right, let's get to some of the things. I suppose maybe when you look at the winner, some of these contests, you know, the dogs that parade around and do the Westminster dog show. And then there is this sad story. Maybe it isn't sad. The dog's probably not sad. The ugliest dog contest. Why? It was held in Petaluma this past weekend. 30th annual ugliest dog contest. And usually goes to a bulldog that has teeth going
or a
in every
chihuahua.
Which way. Yeah, right.
Chihuahuas exactly. Win a lot.
So do you pay attention to this or do you scorn the it is. I think the reality is that this is very dangerous, and well, not dangerous, but it's kind of sad.
There's two ways to look at it, Doug. I've actually been asked to judge that. Okay, so there's really a couple of different ways to look at it, and I turned it down. But here's one of the things. Okay, when you see, I play a song on my show called "Ugly Dogs Need Love Too," and very often these are dogs. When you go to a shelter or you go to a rescue, the dog with the tooth sticking out, or the crooked eye, or the tail that's curved the wrong way, they're always overlooked. And my feeling has always been is that they know what they look like, and they compensate with their personalities and their love. And so I am a firm believer that sometimes doing those type of contests, you know, the ugliest dog, actually encourages other people to perhaps go and adopt a dog that may not look like Rin Tin Tin, Benji, or Lassie. So I think it has some positive effects as well in terms of getting people to adopt. Just like when I talk about older dogs, a lot of people, let's take a look for this time of year. I know you're not a cat person, but this time of year is more difficult to find homes for adult cats than any other time of year. And the reason for that is spring is kitten season. So all the shelters, all the rescues are inundated with kittens. Yeah. And when people go to adopt something, they'd rather adopt a kitten than the older cat. So it's much more difficult to find homes for those older pets this time of year. So I'm not entirely against the ugly dog. I wish I had a different name for it. You know, the cutest dog with the most unusual face or something. But the ugly dog may be negative. But in terms of the results, I think, you know, look how many dogs entered in that contest. So there's got to be some positive to it.
Yeah. All right. The folks at Delta Airlines have banned pit bulls as service and emotional support animals. Remember, a couple of months ago, they announced changes to their policy surrounding support animals on planes, more rigorous vetting, that sort of thing. Certain animals are banned. What was it, the peacock or some other stupid thing? And so now it's getting down to the nitty-gritty because most people are using dogs. So what's your read on this? I know you and I have similar feelings about how pit bulls are disrespected.
Yeah, well, I think it was a moronic decision by Delta Airlines, one of many that they've made over the years. I was just watching news before I went on the air with you guys, and there was some woman screaming and running down the alley of an airline because she went crazy. Yeah. I've yet to see a dog do that, okay? So, yeah. In other words, I believe there are a lot of people that misuse this. A lot of people will, you know, it's a therapy dog, it's a therapy this, it's a therapy that. And it makes it more difficult for those people that really legitimately have a need. But I do understand, what if you're going cross-country with a dog? What do you want to do? I mean, you don't want to put your dog in cargo. I think the airline that comes out maybe with one or two flights a week specifically geared towards people with their pets may be very successful. I would wait for that airline. I would wait an extra day to fly to New York if my pet could sit up with me. So I think that would be a change that maybe we can look forward to. There are pet-friendly airlines, but I think they're pretty expensive now, and you don't fly with your pet, which I would never do. But I really think that banning a specific breed, Delta Airlines is acting like Archie Bunker in my... That's exactly what they're acting like. You can't ban a specific breed. You can't say that all of this is bad, all of this is good. I work with pit bulls day in and day out, and they're the sweetest, most gentle dogs in the world.
Yeah.
Yet, they get a bad reputation, but if I were to take a schnauzer and give it to a crack dealer in Chicago somewhere, and he abused the dog, you would have a vicious schnauzer. So it's not the breed, it's the person that lives with that dog that makes the dog crazy. So Delta is totally wrong on this.
And usually, because the airlines all, there's not an original thinker among them, they all copy each other.
Yeah.
So if they've done it, that means the others will go along with it.
And they've done such a fantastic job, right?
Yeah, exactly. I can't imagine, though, that this isn't going to bring some lawsuits. What if you have a service animal? What if you're blind and you have a pit bull as your guide dog? You're not allowed to bring your guide dog on your Delta flight?
Right. I can't imagine that this is going to be upheld. They don't have any common
sense. Well, they don't. Of course not. It's fear-mongering.
Yeah, right.
You see on the news, pit bull attacks a family. That was on the news earlier this week. And I don't even know what the circumstances were, but that's all people hear. They don't even listen to the whole story.
Let me give you a quick statistic here on pit bulls, okay? Lots of dogs are tested. They're given tests to see how aggressive they are. And of all the breeds, the pit bull generally comes out as the least aggressive of the breeds tested, okay, by the intelligence tests and aggressive tests by behaviorists like myself. And yet they have such a bad reputation. The reason for that is the same. It's the press. When a pit bull does something wrong, it's all across the press. Yet you can have 500 Cocker Spaniels attack somebody and you'll never read about it. So I think what people need to understand is that the pit bull is not a...
You know what it is?
It's not
it
a negative
looks,
breed.
Warren. We're so fixated on looks, and pit bulls sometimes can look kind of spacey or look like they're tough or angry or whatever.
I was at a restaurant the other day, and a guy walked in literally tattooed up. And listen, I'm not against tattoos. I have a few myself. But the guy was tattooed up and down his arms, on his hands, and his head, and his face. Okay, not my desire. However, it was interesting to watch the looks of the people at the restaurant there looking at this guy. He could have been a doctor. He could have been a God knows what. He could have been an animal safe, whatever. Yet because of the way he looked, people automatically looked at him in a different way. And I think they judge animals the same way.
Yep.
It's true. My friend has a Doberman and a Rottweiler, and her neighbors tried to get the dogs taken away from her. Even though the dogs are the sweetest and most gentle dogs you can imagine, but the neighbors saw a Doberman and a Rottweiler, and it was instant breed discrimination.
I grew up being afraid of Dobermans, and I'm trying to remember. I got bitten by a collie. I ran over its tail on a tricycle.
Lassie bit you, right?
I was riding a tricycle. I was 4 years old riding a tricycle up and down the sidewalk at a friend's house, and the dog was laying down, and the tail was on the sidewalk, and I ran over it, and the dog turned around and bit me.
As well deserved bite. That was
exactly. All right, here's a study that suggests the benefit that comes along with owning a dog. Keeps you active, great companion, but also owning a dog could literally save your life. There's a study that came out that suggests that dog ownership is associated with a reduced risk for cardiovascular disease and other things that lead to your death. For people who live alone, owning a dog can decrease their risk of death by a third, and the risk of a cardiovascular-related death by a third as well when compared to single individuals that don't have pets. chances are you can have a heart attack, but 11% lower if you have a dog. So what do you make of that, Warren? Not, there's no news there, I suppose, right, for you. Warren.
Oh, we lost Warren, yeah. Well, obviously, we've talked about this, and there are so many studies that show the health benefits of owning pets and having a dog. And for the elderly, when they go and visit people in, you know, in homes, it instantly lowers blood pressure. There's so many health benefits. And actually, they say it's really healthy for little kids and their immune systems.
Absolutely.
To be exposed to dogs,
I love
too.
Watching... Miles, who's 3.5, my grandson, they have a standard poodle at home, and he's been used to, there were two as he was growing up, the older one died, and so when he came here and met Daisy for the first time, Daisy running up to him and knocked him over, and he just got up and dog licked his face, and he loved it, it was fun, mm-hmm. and he's been leading him around with a leash, you know, that kind
Aww.
Of stuff. Yeah, well, because he's been trained to accept the dog in his life. And that's it. It's like anything else, Warren. When you grow up with something, you're used to it, and it becomes a part of your life.
It's like I don't think I could ever live without having something with four legs running around the house. I just couldn't do it. I mean, yeah. I've never. I'm sure, other than even my time in the military, I had dogs. So I don't think I've ever been without a dog. And I think
I have,
when I'm without a dog is when I'm stressed. Talk about heart problems. When I don't have a dog with me, I am totally stressed or anxious. Give me a dog to hold, a cat to hold, a rat, a snake, God knows whatever. Give me an animal to hold, and my anxiety level goes down, my stress goes down, which means my heart's going to be healthy. And I'm going to live to be 180.
I just remember now, as you're recounting your experience, I'm thinking back. I had a dog when I was a boy. Did not have a dog when I was in college. When we got married, there was always a dog in the family there. Then when I got divorced, the dog that was the kids became sort of my dog as well. And so I've always had the dog. Then had Charlotte for 15 years, what a fabulous experience that was. And when she died, like 2 weeks after that, Meredith wanted to get a dog. She didn't get one while she had had one before, a pit bull, in fact. And then she didn't, you know, she and Charlotte were close. So when Charlotte died, she wanted a dog. And I've told the story about going down to the Brooklyn Kill Center and getting this dog that has been around with me and her for the past 3 years, and then I got Daisy and feel very much at home with her. But I know it's what you feel comfortable around and how they grace you and bless you with their presence. Maybe that's
I've had as many as 30 at a time, Doug. 30
oh my
at
God.
A time, and I loved every single one of them individually.
That's what makes you an expert.
Forget the cats and the pigs and chickens I had. These are all rescued, but 30
all
dogs,
dogs,
and everyone had a different personality.
I'm going to do that at the farm at some point, to set up a bovine equine canine rescue section of the farm. Warren Eckstein, a number one pet expert in the country. Check out thepetshow.com. Warren, thank you. Let me send you. You know what? I haven't told you about this. Maybe you have these people on your program. My Pillow has a special bed for dogs. Did you know that? They make dog beds. We all think of My Pillow as someone who, and I hope you have a My Pillow with two or three or four on your bed. But if you don't, Warren, you can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you can get a special 50% off deal. But 50% off that, plus the pet beds that they have and pet pillows. They've got all kinds of things for your pet. All you have to do is go to the website, MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV, and you will have 50% off whatever it is you're buying, whether it's the regular premium pillows, the go-anywhere pillows, or things like the pet pillow. See the dog. There are pictures of all of this stuff. You can go to MyPillow.com and see what's there in the catalog. But I think you'll be impressed. It's kind of cool to see all the things they have, including the pet pillow. So check those out. This is good sleep defined. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for everything in the catalog at MyPillow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here we are, 23 and change past the hour on the DJ B Show. Victoria and Kara and I focusing on Tommy Lee. He's from Motley Crue. You know, he's the drummer. Couldn't believe Howard Stern would even suggest he had anything to do with Heather Locklear's problems. You'll recall, perhaps, maybe you know, maybe you don't know, that Heather Locklear and Tommy Lee were married for how long? Do you remember how long they were married, Victoria?
I want to say they were married from 86 to 93.
She likes those kind of rough-looking rockers.
Oh, yeah.
Richie Sambora, she was married to him.
She married anyway. Him the next year.
Right.
She married him in 94. She got rid of Tommy Lee in 93, and in 94 she took up with Richie Sambora. And she was married to him until 2006.
Yeah. So Tommy Lee didn't like it that Howard Stern suggested that it was because of him and Richie Sambora that she's crazy. They drove her crazy.
I think it was funny the way Howard said it.
Yeah.
You know, well, it's typical Howard. It's
yeah, of course it is. It's exactly Howard. Yeah. They made her effing insane.
Yeah.
So anyway, Tommy Lee may have taken it out of context, you think? Help yourself to whatever you think.
They might not have made her insane, but I'm pretty sure she already had to be insane to marry them
in the
anyway.
First place. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't
you.
Know if that says anything better about them.
No.
Tommy's worse than Richie, but yeah, they're not great.
They're both pretty rough looking as far as I can see. 25 after the hour, music time, the Kinks and Ray Davies band apparently getting back together. Sounds like a scene from the Blues Brothers. We're getting the band back together. They formed in London in 1964, the Kinks did. Split up in the 90s because of the tensions between various members of the band. But in a recent interview, Ray Davies said, "The trouble is the two remaining members, my brother Dave and Mick, never got along very well. But I've made that work in the studio, and it's fired me up to make them play harder and with fire." Fire being channeled toward a new Kinks album featuring songs that Davies wrote during the split. Davies inspired to get the band back together after seeing the Rolling Stones and the amount of money they made on their tours. Okay, let's put our differences aside, boys, and make some dough.
Paycheck.
Let's go. All right, so
people
let's see
would
what
love to see the Kinks back together.
Yeah, they've got a very interesting cachet, and they have a catalog of music that's pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah.
As well. So that's the story with the Kinks. Now, Gloria Estefan is in the music news today because she's going to star on One Day at a Time, the show. This is the Netflix reboot about the series. This is a Cuban-American family that's the focus. This is it, sang Estefan in a video posted on her Instagram account. This is a new theme song. I've been waiting three seasons for this. My gosh, get ready. It's hilarious. I'll be playing Mirtha, Lydia's baby sister and arch nemesis. So I don't know anything about this. What is this, all of these
people
pieces?
Seem to like this show. It's
Norman,
you know,
Lear,
it's
show.
Yep, it's the Norman Lear. He's executive producing the new one too, and people seem to like it. They just revamped it. Instead of from the 70s, it's modern day Los Angeles, and it's a Cuban American family with a divorced woman who has two daughters.
Yeah.
And actually, Gloria Estefan sings the theme song to it, so it's kind of
mambo
funny that after three
fried.
Seasons,
it's mambo. It's the mambo music.
Yeah, after three seasons, they're finally letting her have a little role.
I
she's been wanting to be on it.
I think she's pretty special. I've always liked her.
Great. I saw her recently on Graham Norton. She was hilarious.
Really?
She's
yeah.
so great.
She is cool. Yeah. All right. So that's the update on Gloria Estefan. No relation to Doug Estefan or anybody else who has an Estefan name. Right? You get that?
Got it.
Maybe Miles
actually
was
took
join.
Me a second.
So we have. Thank you very much, Victoria, for being clued in.
Yep.
Maybe Miles will join us for a starring role in the next half hour of the DJV show. 28 past now.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Dear Diary, today I had two more people say, "You look good. Have you lost weight?" Between you and me, it makes me feel really good. People started asking, "What workouts or diet are you doing?" And the famous, you know, "What's your secret?" I can't help but wonder, should I let them in on my secret? Well, Diary, you know my secret's Calitrin. I still can't believe how amazing it works, though. Yeah, I eat somewhat healthy and I exercise a little, but Calitrin seriously is the one doing all the work for me. I've never felt better. Anyway, I've got to go, Diary. I've got a date tonight. Talk to you later. XOXO.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6. I no longer have knee pain, and it makes my sister-in-laws jealous.
I'm Roger, and being the age of 54, my joints felt so much better. I got a better night's sleep. Can't say enough about the product.
My name is Melissa. I've been taking Calitrin, and I've lost 22 pounds.
Calitrin, the number one choice for healthy weight loss. Try it today at toploss.com or call 83.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voters in six states go to the primary polls on Tuesday. Among the notable winners, former Republican presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who wins a Republican primary for U.S. Senate to succeed retiring Senator Orrin Hatch.
After the 2016 election was over, I spent some time thinking about the word great. And I thought, you know, in order to be considered a great country, one would have to be, of course, a strong country, strong military, strong economy. But being strong is only one dimension of being great, and there's another dimension, and that's being good.
In Maryland, former NAACP President Ben Jealous was the winner of a Democratic gubernatorial primary. He'll now face popular Republican Governor Larry Hogan. The biggest shocker was an upset of 10-term Congressman Joe Crowley for the Democratic nomination by activist Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And this is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey! So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey! Because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey! And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you, and get rewarded.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's at 34 at the hour on the DJV show. Jennifer Horn is not here today.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Your voice sounds a little different. Hello. Yeah.
Oh, that's not Kara. What's Hello. Your name? What is your name, sir?
Miles.
Your name is Miles?
Yeah.
Really? And why are you here?
Because I wanted to see you.
You wanted to see me? Well, why don't you talk to the girls over a second? You keep the headsets on and talk to the girls. Miles is... You don't want to talk to the girls anymore?
Yeah.
You can talk to the girls if you want. No, I guess.
I think he wants to talk to you more.
Well, he does.
He wants to talk to Gramps.
Yeah, he does. He's running around.
There he goes.
Okay, see you later. Let's see what else we can find out here in the world of what's happening. The folks in Kentucky are upset today because There was a warehouse wall at a distillery that collapsed. 9,000 barrels of bourbon. That sounds like a song, doesn't it? 9,000 barrels of bourbon on the bum, bum, bum. Knock one down and take it around, 8,900 and whatever. Okay, so the accident killed hundreds of fish, though, because apparently fish don't like bourbon. I'm guessing that's the whole thing. 1,000 fish found dead in the creek near the Barton Distillery. State environmental officials say they will fine the company $25,000 a day since the alcohol was discovered contaminating bodies of water. Dead fish, mostly minnows. So why do we need, who's going to miss a few minnows? Come on.
Yeah, but there are other fish in there, too. Right. Well, it's just the whole point. You can't, you know, just because you say, oh, I don't like that type of fish that's in the river there, you know, that's still, this company was really, they were apparently repairing part
of
the wall.
That's an old building.
But
it's an old,
pictures,
old building.
It's a really old building. It looks like a giant shack. And when you see the aerial shot of all of these barrels that just collapsed on these kind of rickety-looking wooden structures or shelving that they were held on, I don't even understand how it lasted this long. Like, when you see the dilapidated
state. It's an old barn, basically. Yeah, it's an old barn. So, anyway, well, if you don't take care, you suffer the consequence, I guess, as much as anything else. That's how that works.
They cheaped out.
Here's the story of Christy Myrack, M-I-R-A-C-K, 25 years old. She was found assaulted in her townhouse in Pennsylvania, and nobody could figure out who had done it. And it turns out, this is, again, the amazing reality of DNA and testing now. This woman didn't go to work. She was a teacher. She didn't show up at school, so the principal went down to her house and found her on the living room floor. There were lots of people. This sounds like an episode of Person of Interest, as there were a lot of people who were of interest, and nobody, you know, they couldn't prove the case against anybody, so it went cold. And then, somehow or other, a fellow had a DNA test, and in some random way, the DNA from the incident that, where this woman's body was found and this guy's were matched. Turns out he's a popular Philadelphia disc jockey named Raymond Rowe. And the match came back to him as the strongest viable suspect. So it shows that in this circumstance, the reason I tell you the story is because it gives credence to the fact that we are able to sort of bring justice. With the new technology, you can't escape justice. Maybe that's that's got too much of a splash attached to it. It's easier to catch the bad guys. All right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Under the circumstances.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Joe Crowley, who was your congressman, right? In Manhattan?
I believe he was.
Right.
Yep.
So he lost his seat
he was in,
in the primary to this young 28-year-old who just, because you got to be 28 years old to run for Congress. So she's just over the cusp, and she beat him, what looks like, I'm looking at the numbers here.
He was in the 14th district, so he was not my, I'm the 12th district, he was in the 14th. So he has the Bronx, part of Brooklyn, and part of Queens.
So who represents you, King?
Carolyn Murphy.
Oh, okay. All right. So this is a big upset. Some of the elections held yesterday. So Crowley's out. I believe her name is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Am I pronouncing it correctly?
That is correct. Yep.
Mitt Romney did well, to nobody's surprise, so he'll be the next senator. No question about that. Let's see. In Colorado, Representative Jared Polish. Polish, is that? I think that's how you pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. Won the gubernatorial nomination. He's openly gay. I don't think that makes any difference most places anymore, does it? We still think
in some states it does. In Colorado, I guess it doesn't. But in other states, it that would be a very big issue, and that would be a deal breaker for sure.
Yeah. Oklahoma yesterday voting to legalize medical weed. This is a big move because Oklahoma is a deeply red state. 30th state to legalize marijuana for medicinal purposes. And as they say, those people who don't like to have medical marijuana legalized, because that's the first step to legalizing recreational marijuana, which now is, I think, in 8 states legal. Is it not? I know we're having this big discussion in Massachusetts. And
I don't know how many states, but yeah, it might be that. I don't know. Yeah. I don't even know if it is 8 states. I think it might be fewer. Is it?
I think it is. Yeah, right. I think it's just kind of, let's get with the times a little bit. And I'm not one to just go along. I don't go along to get along. I think you probably know that. That's not my M.O. But I do think at this point in time, we've got to kind of leave behind the things that aren't important. And one's sexuality is not important. How you deal with your sexuality, if you're Harvey Weinstein, well, that's a different story. But I just think that it's just, I don't know. So a couple of things from the farming sector. Most of you know, I hope you do anyway, and I hope you listen to the podcast of my American Family Farmer Show at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. This week, one of the things we're going to be talking about is America and its focus on beef. How much do we eat? What does it do for you? There are a lot of people, and I am not one of them, who's worried about the effect that methane gas has and, you know, the deforestation numbers that people used to try to scare everybody. According to a story that's floating around today, enough trees to fill 44 football fields are lost from tropical forests every minute of every day as the world racks up its worst year for global tree loss. And they blame it on, they don't blame it on the weather to a point. You got to blame the weather, droughts, floods, that sort of thing. Using the trees for pulp, using them pulp is used for paper and that sort of thing, cardboard. I don't think people see. This is where all of this stuff goes askew. I do not believe, and I make good. I have proof that the concern about methane gases and things that people say it comes from cows ruins the planet. It doesn't. The benefit of the animal's poop and what it does to the soil far outweighs this concern about methane gas, because that's what the photosynthetic process is about, is to clean up the air. But the amount of water that they drink, that may be of some concern. If we'd get smart and either capture rain in rain barrels, like duh, or rain wells, like they ought to be doing in California, or do desalinization or whatever it is. So, but the metaphor here of total devastation of the planet because we eat too much beef. I don't eat beef because the cows are my friends and I don't eat my friends. Plus, I don't think beef is particularly good for you. Although there are people that, like Jack Stockwell, who argue with me and say you need protein. Well, you can get protein in different ways. But this whole business about cutting down trees and what they're being used for, the amount of box building, lack of a better way of putting it, the boxes that are being used, Amazon is so important, and people are buying so much stuff online that the box business and how many trees are coming down because of the need for the pulp to make boxes. Now, granted, a lot of paper is recycled and used to make boxes, but I don't think people have an idea, really, about how the box business has exploded with the advent of Amazon.
And that's,
to me, more important in understanding the situation and worrying about whether there's a lot of methane gas or, you know, that kind of. The deforestation figures are not because more land is being opened up for raising cattle. It's because more trees are coming down to make boxes. So let's make no mistake. This becomes a farce when these people start. They talk like people with paper butts. So anyway, we're going to deal with that this week on the American Family Farmer Show, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. 46 after the hour. As long as we're talking about what takes care of your body, what builds your body, is the collagen that you're born with. Collagen is the building block of life. It's protein. And when you're not, we don't have enough protein in your body, you don't have enough collagen, the fat sort of comes into the picture, and you lose your muscle and you get fat. And that's what happens when you're in your 30s and your 40s. Both men and women start to decline about the same time. So what collagen peptides provide, the effective support for weight control. And with Calitren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, there are no adverse effects whatsoever. Taking collagen in Calitren amazingly helps stimulate your body to produce more on its own. So you're adding and the body is stimulated to produce more. Thus, your body functions more efficiently. Thus, you can create more muscle if you're exercising. Thus, you push away the fat, and that's how you lose the weight. This is the number one healthiest choice on study after study after study. The way to lose weight is this 30-year product. These people have been around for 30 years. They understand the science. You'll understand one thing. It works. Calitren. Take my word for it, because I've been using it. Go to toploss.com for a special 10% off deal on each bottle that you buy. And when you buy three, they give you a fourth one free. That's not the reason, but it's a good incentive to buy. The reason to buy is because it works and you'll lose the weight. Toploss.com. Use the code DJV for the 10% offer. It's really an amazing product. 833-TOP-LOSS. You can call them, talk to an advisor, or just after listening to me talk about it and tell you that it works because I'm using it and it's worked for me very well. Go to toploss.com and get Calitren today, right now, while you're thinking about it, and lose that weight.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one. Together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
New study posing the question, in a perfect world, what's your ideal level of happiness, health, pleasure, self-esteem, and intelligence on a scale of 0 to 100? It turns out the ideal levels hover between 70 and 80. That was interesting, Victoria.
It's lower than what you would think, right?
Yeah, right. Achieving complete happiness isn't a universal value. We all realize that we can't be 100% happy. That's a very well-adjusted way of dealing with reality. So there you go. That's good. 10 before the hour.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
Rehabilitation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
From the Expendables, Chuck Curry, Movie Moments. Well, Chucker is not with us today. We'll all assume it takes three of us to make up for one Chuck, but we'll see if we can slog our way through it. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling will look at some of the movie news today, including testimony from Terry Crews, who is was a football player. He was in the Expendables. He's been in that TV show Brooklyn 99, which got picked up, wasn't it, by NBC? It was canceled by one network and then brought to another, if I remember correctly.
I think Fox picked it up, right? Yeah. Or no, Fox dumped it and Fox NBC it picked it up,
NBC
I think.
NBC
yeah.
picked it up, yeah. Okay, so he testified before a Senate hearing yesterday. What was the focus?
Sexual assault was the focus, and he has been, he filed a lawsuit against an agent with from the William Morris Endeavor agency, and who also happens to be the same agent that has clients like Adam Sandler and a lot of other big name clients. And this guy apparently repeatedly sexually groped Terry Crews at one particular time right in front of his wife, so she witnessed it as well. And so he filed a lawsuit against him, a sexual assault lawsuit, and he's now fighting to have the statute of limitations removed from cases like that. And he testified before a Senate committee about sexual assault. And I think we actually have a clip of that.
Thank you for inviting me to testify on the Sexual Assault Survivors Bill of Rights today. My name is Terry Crews. I am an actor, author, former athlete, advocate, and a survivor of a sexual assault.
All right, so then where do we go from here? He was questioned by senators.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the outshoot of all that?
The interesting thing is, the big question, a lot of men are bashing him, saying, oh, you know, just be a man and take, you know, 50 Cent has said a lot of offensive things about it. And that's really part of the problem. So he was there, part of the reason, was to destigmatize men who are victims of sexual assault. Mm-hmm. And he said bullies protect other bullies, and that's how Hollywood is. And apparently this agent who groped him has kind of had, it displays that behavior a lot with a lot of other people.
Great.
And so the obvious question is, this is a former NFL athlete, why didn't you fight back? And Senator Dianne Feinstein from California asked him specifically why he didn't use his considerable strength to fight back when he was sexually assaulted. His answer was, I thought, really interesting. He said, as a black man in America, you only have a few shots at success. You only have a few chances to make yourself a viable member of the community. I'm from Flint, Michigan. I have seen many, many young black men who are provoked into violence, and they were imprisoned or they were killed. My wife for years prepared me. She said, if you are ever goaded, if you ever get prodded, if you ever have anyone try to push you into a situation, don't do it. Don't be violent. She trained me. I'll be honest with you. It was the strength of my wife who trained me not to react. Which is kind of an interesting commentary.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of layers to this issue. And as a result, he had to back out of being in Expendables 4. The agent apparently called him and said if he didn't drop the lawsuit that there was going to be hell to pay for in his career, and so he didn't cave. He backed out of doing Expendables and is now continuing this fight. So
why doesn't he change agents?
He has.
So how is this agent able to screw around with him, especially
because
something
it's the same producer, the same producer of the Expendables who called his former agent to say if he drops the lawsuit he can be in the movie, and if not he's going to have hell to pay. It's the same producer still on the movie. So he said he didn't want anything to do with him, and he didn't want to bend to his demands.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's an interesting story, and it's very much very current as to what's going on in the country. Jeremy Irons, the actor, cast by HBO in a leading role for the upcoming adaptation of Alan Moore's Watchmen, which apparently is a very graphic novel. I don't know the novel. There are 8 episodes. Regina King, Don Johnson, Tim Blake, Louis Gossett Jr., interesting cast, are going to be in this thing. What do you know about this? Is a, wasn't this a comic book?
It sounds familiar that it was a comic book, but I don't know. It could have just been a graphic novel. I'm not sure.
It was a movie in 2009, so it came from a graphic novel, and then they made a movie. I think it had Malin Ackerman, or however you say her name. It kind of reminded me of like the Kill Bill franchise in the way that it was filmed.
Okay.
Very
I've never
violent.
Seen it.
Yeah, I know that. That much I know about it, yeah. So, it sort of is a superhero movie, but in this one, superheroes are treated as outlaws, and thus the name, I guess. But Jeremy Irons is one of our most, I think, prized actors.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Would it be okay if you had 2 paychecks instead of 1? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.